Businesses around the world today isn't a restart, it's a rethink. That's why they're partnering with IBM. Retailers are keeping their systems up as millions of orders move online. Call centers are using IBM Watson to manage customer questions with AI. And solutions built on the IBM cloud are helping patients receive trusted information. Today, we're rethinking how business moves forwards. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 71 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there, hi there. Yep, we start another Monday here on the show. How was your weekend, by the way? is that a good, like, nervous laugh, or is that it was a weekend sort of laugh?
It was a weekend.
Okay.
My body hurts.
Oh, gosh, what did you do?
Well, Friday, we decided to spread out a big, like, truckload of dirt and then 24 bags of mulch. And then we sanded an entire deck on Saturday. And then we stained an entire deck on Sunday.
Oh, so you were doing work.
You were doing manual labor. Manual labor.
So what parts of your body are sore? Everything?
All of it.
All right.
Every, like, crevice.
There is nothing more just humbling than realizing that, yep, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. I mean, we'd had like a laundry list of projects.
Sure.
Let's knock them out. And our timeline got moved up a little bit.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But thank goodness we got it all done. We like 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon.
Wow. You've full on job. It was like a full time job there for you.
By hand with paint brushes.
Oh, look at you. Getting back to nature.
The wood is little, like, yeah, that's how you had to do it. And thank goodness because it rained.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good stuff. Yeah. Good for you.
Life.
Good,
thanks.
Good for you.
Did you, probably had a better weekend.
Yeah, I mean, it was all right. You know,
I saw you took a run and you found a deer.
I did. There was a deer that was like within about 10 feet of me, which is kind of very nature-y. Very holistic.
Very,
yeah. And so that was kind of fun. There was even a car that was like on the street as I was jogging that stopped to just look at the deer also. So that was,
oh
yeah. So that was kind of fun.
By the way, I'm wearing my bathrobe right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's where I'm at.
Okay. Okay.
That's the struggle bus level.
You're like, I'm literally going to roll out of bed, put on a robe, and shuffle over to the home studio and do this radio show.
I gotta be
honest,
the commute's better.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, you don't hit any traffic, you don't hit any lights, you don't have to
I'm taking advantage of that.
Yeah, you don't have to get in a car, it's all good.
Yep.
All right, so yeah, I don't know where to go from there. Kelly in a bathrobe.
It can only be up.
So we'll kick off the show with a little feel good. We'll get to that on the way. We've got zombie cicadas on the show. We've got Florida. We've got nakedness. We've got the last word game. We've got parachutes. We've got all sorts of stuff happening.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So we'll kick the show off. Feel good coming up here in just a few minutes. I hope you can take some Tylenol maybe and get those muscles working here this morning, Kelly.
I'm working on it.
Kelly K, what you got?
I got two for you. The first one, I just put my bra on, so that's good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Kelly, before we go in the air, she's like, do we have another song? Do I have another? Now I know why she was asking.
I had to run upstairs and get my bra.
Kelly, this makes me feel really awkward now, knowing the last segment I spoke to you, you were free and...
That was natural.
You were natural.
That was natural.
It's all good.
So that was the first feel good.
You know what? I'm actually even surprised you're wearing one. Like, why?
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
let them loose, Kelly.
It helps me feel put together.
I mean, make yourself feel more comfortable.
Yes. Well, yes. But you know what? In my advanced age, I need the help holding things.
Okay.
So. That's first feel good.
All right. All right. That's the first feel good. All right. All right. So there we go. There's
the 2-for-1.
Feel good number one. Check.
I'll get into the second one. So there's a husband and wife in Savannah, Georgia that celebrated an amazing milestone over the weekend. We're talking about Billy and Nellie Jones. For almost 80 years, they've shared a love and a life many have been inspired by. And Saturday, they celebrated the other turning 100.
That is pretty cool.
They were born 4 days apart.
Oh, my gosh.
And have always had joint parties.
That is crazy.
I know. It's so cute. You know what? I bet you Billy probably helped Nellie a time or two. Maybe get her brassiere in place.
Either put it on or take it off.
Yeah, you know? So this year they sat in lawn chairs and waved at a parade of well-wishers driving by in cars and golf courts, holding signs that said happy birthday. Nellie said she felt very loved. Her husband, Billy, wore a hat with the phrase 100 never looked so good on it.
Oh, wow.
Talked about the good old days and how they met. She was practicing for a play. He noticed her and said, hey, who's that? Introduce me. He said the same girl as a teenager in high school, marrying and staying with her for 79 years. Can't beat that.
Holy cow.
We haven't changed.
Dang.
Yeah.
So both of them turned 100. They're 4 days apart. They've been together for about 80 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. That's goals.
Well,
right there. That's literally spending your whole life with someone. So yeah. Nellie and Billy.
All right.
Celebrating them. That's a feel good.
There you go. Two feel goods there in that segment.
That's the only one I'm tweeting out. I'm not going to tweet out the one about LaCroix.
All right.
I'll keep that one.
Okay. There you go. Feel good. Do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Hey, Kelly, how many times did it take for you to pass your driver's test?
Once.
It only took you one time?
Yeah. How many times did it take you?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's necessarily important to this story.
Oh, it's not? It's not?
I failed it the first time. I failed my driving test the first time. I misjudged a cone on the parallel parking portion of the test and knocked it over and failed it right away because it was like one of those things that, yeah, if you knock over a cone, you fail it, whatever. My driving portion was fine. The written test was fine, all that, but knocked over the cone, had to retake it. So anyways, over the weekend, I've got two daughters who are now 16 and I've been trying to and they were able to get their restricted driver's license right before the pandemic hit. I mean, literally the day before everything shut down, they were able to get that. So I've been trying to kind of teach them during this time how to drive, which, okay.
Are you the right one to teach them the driving if you fail the test?
Listen, I learned.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
But I spent probably a good 2 hours with them on Saturday, parallel parking. And, you know, I set up two folding chairs, one being the front car, one being the back car. I haven't yet used my own cars yet in this experiment.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say yours has a guide that can help out in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
With
yes.
backup camera.
Yes. However, I'm making them do it on the 99 Volkswagen Jetta with a manual transmission.
That's smart. They got to know how to do it without the technology.
Absolutely. They got to figure that out. So I'm sitting in the back chair. I'm the back car and I'm having them back into me basically.
Oh, you're brave.
I am.
You are a brave man.
I know.
You put yourself in the line of fire.
Yeah. Because I'm listen, don't hit your dad. Don't hit another car, you know, type of mentality. So, you know, I mean, and I got to say, they are so much better than I ever was at that age. And and they were figuring it out. They were doing pretty well.
Great.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, guys, the controlled experiment, I think you've got, wait until the practical real life situation comes up when you're driving down Frankfurt and it is a busy Friday night and you see a spot there. Someone pulls out and that's the only spot that you can get. And you've got a line of cars behind you and you got to flip that turn signal and you got to nail that sucker the first time parallel parking.
Wow.
You don't know
the pressure you just painted.
I know. You don't know the sweats of having to nail a parallel parking job the first time. And yeah. And I'm like, that is going to be your, that will be when you finally graduate, my.
That is the real test.
My young padwa. So yeah, so that was my Saturday night. I just spent in a parking lot, an empty parking lot, with them, teaching them how to parallel park. But man,
maybe we keep doing the controlled experiment a little bit longer.
Yeah, I don't know.
Before we unleash them onto like Frankfurt Avenue.
Right. Or down in Nulu with, right. where, or the Highlands where like parking is hard to come by anyway. So
yes,
I know that was, that like, you don't know the sweats of having to parallel park until you're having to do it in real life as people are honking at you as there's traffic.
Next step. Put Zoe in the chair behind.
All right, don't hit your sister.
Don't hit your sister.
Don't hit your sister. All right, Florida makes the show from time to time because weird random things happen in that state. And setting the bar stories we give you every single day as well, because this shows you that if nothing else goes right in your day, at least you've done something more or better than this person did. Okay, setting the bar, Florida. If you can manage to make it through the day without turning a Slurpee into a felony battery charge, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Brian.
That sounds aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Brian is going to illustrate how not to handle being charged for a Slurpee at a 7-Eleven. So, Florida, Brian, he goes inside the Slurpee, gets into an argument about its price inside the store. Seems to think he's being overcharged. Now, Slurpees are delicious, Kelly.
They are delicious.
And there are times when I would pay any price. There are also other times when, you know what? $1.99 is about all I'd pay.
Okay.
Okay. So Brian gets so angry that he feels he's being overcharged for this Slurpee that he smacks the Slurpee out of the attendant's hand and leaves the store.
So he was not in the any price is going to be fine with me kind of mode.
Right, exactly.
Mindset. Right.
So police are called. Brian comes back to the store.
Oh.
Gets pointed out, gets questioned. Brian's like, yeah, I remember getting an argument about the price of the Slurpee. I don't remember knocking it out of her hand. And the police take a look at his rap sheet. Since Brian's rap sheet includes a bunch of other stuff, including battery convictions and all sorts of stuff, he was charged with a felony for knocking Slurpee out of the person's hand.
Well, that's aggressive.
Yeah. Not only knocking it out of the hand, but knocking it like into their like clothes and stuff like that.
It sounds like he has a problem handling disappointment in life.
Or maybe he got brain freeze. Do you think he took a little slurp of the Slurpee and then got a little brain freeze and she was like $1.99? He's like, that's too much.
Still not a reason to behave like that.
That's true. That's true. So, anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without turning a Slurpee into a felony battery charge, then you're doing okay.
That escalated quickly.
That sure did.
It did.
And that is Florida. Making the show here on Not. All right, Feel Good Stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So, we have something really cool to talk about. A Miami teenager surprised two nurses working on the front lines of the pandemic and provided them with an apartment after they lost theirs and a dog in a fire.
Whoa, how did that happen?
So, well, Steven's 16. He started this nonprofit called Helping Others and Giving Hope. Heard their story, wanted to find a way to help. So his organization teamed up with another organization, AHS Residential, to surprise the Apathy family with a two-bedroom apartment. Aileen and Ryan Apathy, they lost everything that they owned in a fire, including their dog, on the 30th of July. Both of them are nurses working on the front lines at a local hospital there. And thanks to Stephen's organization, they can live rent-free in the apartment for up to 3 months. And then Steven said his group also secured enough donations to enable them to stay an additional 3 months if they needed to.
Oh, wow.
So turned a pretty tragic situation into a way to emerge out of that with a few less things on their mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Pretty great for a 16-year-old to step up, not only to form an organization, but to hear about the story, step in and help in such a big way. We'll tweet it out so you can read more about it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Feel Good Stories. every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see Simon Cowell broke his back?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
On an electric bike?
Yeah, on an e-bike, which I'm thinking, is that just like a motorized pedal bike? Not a moped, so. Right? But like an e-bike. They're different.
Well, it was, I guess, strong enough to throw him off.
Yeah, apparently he had to have back surgery.
Six hours.
Yeah, had a number of breaks. Had to have a metal rod put in his back. When he fell off the bike, apparently he landed right on his back, which broke in a number of places. He's 60. I guess he was just trying it out. It was brand new.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where I remember when the X Games came through Freedom Hall. Remember that? Like several years ago? I went out to the Fair and Exposition Center. And I got on one of those skateboard ramps. They had skateboard ramps for, like, people to try out. And this skateboard ramp is nothing like Skateboard Park, which is over there, you know, there in Nulu. But it's, like, the ramp is maybe a foot high. And it just has a little gradual slope down to the pavement, right?
Gradual slope.
Yeah. So I'm like... Yeah, sure. I'm going to get on this skateboard ramp. I'm going to shred some stuff. So I get on the skateboard ramp.
That was not a good idea.
And I have a skateboard that I borrowed. And I immediately wipe out. Like, the skateboard goes flying. I flip up into the air and fall and like, knock the wind out of me.
Oh, my gosh.
This is on a one-foot skateboard ramp. So... I can kind of appreciate where Simon Cowell gets on that e-bike and is like, I just want to check it out. And like, you know, doesn't know how to necessarily do it or guns it or whatever and completely flies off the back of it and cracks his back on the pavement.
Yeah, he apparently fell flat on his back and ouch.
Yeah, apparently he's doing okay. He's going to
the circumstances.
Yeah, he's going to miss 2 America's Got Talent live shows this week. And I'm like... He's only going to miss 2? He broke his back.
That is impressive. I was expecting way more because that's extensive. Like, he's going to have a long recovery.
Right. Right. So hopefully, I mean, I don't mean to laugh about his injury, but like, hopefully he's going to do okay and recover and be, you know, the same Simon Cowell that we've known to appreciate over the past decade or so. So,
well, maybe they'll just prop him up, you know, get like... A lazy boy or something, and he can be on the buds.
Yeah.
On the stream.
All he needs is
a comfy chair. Maybe he'll wear a robe.
Yeah, all he needs is a microphone from his hospital bed, and he can watch the America's Got Talent auditions, and he can comment right from there.
He can.
Yeah, maybe.
He can still do that job.
Maybe he, like you, will be wearing a robe to his job.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Still wearing it, by the way.
Right. That's awesome. That's awesome. All right. So you can read more about that. We've got it posted up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I think it's about time we get to a Setting the Bar story that includes nudity, right?
Well, yeah. It's pretty late in the show to get to our first nudity story. Isn't it?
I think. Sure. So, yeah, we'll get to Setting the Bar. This is out of the great country of Germany.
Ah!
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
My ancestors came from Germany.
Yeah, you can count to 10 in German and all and everything.
So, I spy, dry, fear, boom, deck. Yeah, that's about it.
That's okay, so only to 4, but we get
that's
it.
That's all I got.
All right, so Setting the Bar coming up here in just a few on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, with your free Holiday World Splash Safari tickets, where you can pick up those tickets and maybe even experience Cheetah Chase for yourself at WDJX.com. Click win on that. Kind of excited that this day kicks off Louisville Burger Week.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's kind of a tradition now here in Louisville where we designate a week in August and discount a bunch of gourmet burgers across the city in different restaurants to $6. So
it's like a burger pass, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We've got the entire list of all the restaurants that are participating, by the way, up at WDJX.com. But yeah, they've got... you know, everything from our buddy Bob over at Drake's has a burger there on the menu.
They have good burgers.
Oh, yeah. They have Kalen's over there. I just saw our buddies DRB over at Kalen's there for Louisville Burger Week. But, yeah, they've got burgers all across the city. And you know what? I'm not above eating a burger for breakfast.
I could do that right now.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
I mean, I'm not, but I could.
I could. I won't, but I could. So, yeah, if you want to check out what restaurants are in on Louisville Burger Week, we've got it posted up at WDJX.com or Facebook and Twitter at 997DJX. All right, coming up, let's get to a little setting the bar story.
A story that involves a nudist and wild boar. This probably doesn't end very well, does it?
Nudist and a wild boar.
Okay.
And,
wow.
And the newscaster even says this probably doesn't end well, does it?
No, it doesn't sound like it does.
Nakedness, setting the bar, Germany. Sounds fun, right?
Yeah, nakedness.
If you can manage to make it through the day without having, a wild boar steal your laptop, then run around naked chasing him down, you're doing okay.
So, why was the guy naked?
Let's get to it.
This is a German man and all his bits and pieces now famous after he chased down a wild boar who stole his belongings at a nude sunbathing park in Berlin, Germany.
Yeah, so...
Oh, okay, it was a nude sunbathing park. Got it.
Yes.
All right, that's where we are.
It was at Berlin's Devil's Lake, a nudist park where he was just taking a dip and he had his belongings there on the shore. That's when a wild boar came along and grabbed it.
The man can be seen running full on after the boar, who he said ate his pizza before making off with his laptop bag.
Oh, no.
Ate his pizza,
so the boar
too.
Ate the pizza?
Yeah.
And then took the laptop.
Yeah, so this guy had a full on.
He's hanging out, being naked, what you're supposed to do at a nudist place.
Yeah, so this guy had a full on picnic scheduled, and the boar had other plans.
The man was swimming, the boar came and took his stuff. He did track the boar down, got his laptop back, and all ended well.
Yeah, so all ended well because he was able to actually get the boar to return his stuff.
But the best part was there was an audience. Like, there's other nude people watching all this go down, right?
And pictures and more. So if you want to see and read more, like, and I say see, you just text us the word boar, B-O-A-R, to 502-571-9970. Just text us to our request line, the word boar. And we will send you the photos of
Now listen, because, you know, we're not just putting this guy on blast. Obviously, the news got the story. We know the story because the photographer showed him the pictures of him. He thought they were funny and gave permission for them to be broadcast.
Yeah.
So we only are able to talk about this because he said, yep, nope, that's funny.
I mean, he's a nudist, so it's not
right.
Like he's uncomfortable in his own skin.
No, yeah,
right.
He's fine with it.
Yeah, so if you want to see more, just text the word boar, B-O-A-R, to 502-571-9970. That's setting the bar, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You see the video of the twins discovering Phil Collins in the air tonight?
I haven't watched it yet, but I saw that it's pretty hysterical.
Yeah, so the classic song In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins, it's like 20 minutes long and I can feel it coming in the air tonight. You know that one.
Don't do that.
Yeah, sorry. So these twins, they're kind of on YouTube, Tim and Fred Williams. They're known for uploading videos of themselves, like listening to classic songs for the very first time, right?
And reacting.
Yeah, and reacting. So they check out Phil Collins In the Air Tonight. Oh, and you probably have seen and heard this song on that TikTok challenge where they were like when you get to like the beat, the drum break.
The cabinets.
Yeah, people would shut cabinets to the rhythm of the beat. Right, exactly. Yeah, and it just has like Tim and Fred just like jamming.
Such a great drum line.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
You already said felt like y'all sleeping on. Let's wake them up.
Yes, wake him up.
Wake up, that was cold. Hey, that was cold.
That was cold.
How you doing, I ain't gonna lie. You got me on that.
Never seen you nobody got me on drop. That one, man.
Yeah, you got me on that one, Phil. You got me on that one.
I ain't never seen nobody drop a beat 3 minutes in a song.
3 minutes in the song.
Yeah, he says
a beat like that.
I've never heard of a guy dropping a beat like 3 minutes into the song. That's what they do. Yeah, it's pretty funny. You can check it out. We'll tweet it at Ben and Kelly Show. They're Tim and Fred Williams discovering Phil Collins in the air tonight. Thanks to Angie for passing this one along to us. But anyone have zombie cicadas on their 2020 bingo card?
Nope.
Well, if you did, congratulations. You get to mark it off because zombie cicadas under the influence of a mind-controlling fungus have now returned. Ha!
What?
This was something, if you'll recall, we talked about last year. Well, yes, 2020 has thought, you know what? 2019 just wasn't enough, so let's bring back the zombie cicadas.
Zombie cicadas.
Yes.
But if you think of a zombie, their appendages are falling off.
And zombie cicadas?
Their abdomen eventually does fall off.
Since this latest brood of cicadas started popping out, Lauren Kesma at the Carnegie Science Center has gathered quite a collection.
Close to 500 in my freezer.
And she's found some with fungus spores.
Okay, she's got close to 500 in my freezer. And she's talking about zombie cicadas in her freezer. So, yeah, basically.
With their abdomens falling off.
Yeah, so, you know, the whole story about cicadas, they bury themselves in the ground, and then they hatch about every 17 years, you know, and they come out of the ground. So when these cicadas come out of the ground, this fungus attaches themselves, that is, lives on the ground, to the cicada, and then it kind of eats away at them and causes them to become zombies.
Acquired as they rise out of the ground, growing white spores in the abdomen,
yeah,
which make it break off.
Yeah, so the abdomen then breaks off.
Piece by piece.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is zombie cicadas in 2020.
It kind of hijacks the cicada's nervous system, and it makes males act a little bit like females, and it makes the females just kind of want to mate with anyone and anything.
Wait, hang on a second. Did she just say that it makes females want to mate with just about anyone and anything? So wait, zombie cicadas, it turns males into females, and it turns females into promiscuous cicadas?
So what? Well, that's not lining up very well.
Is that
how are they going to know who they can get with if the dudes are thinking, no, I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot to unpack with this one.
Right. Zombie cicadas are now a thing here in 2020. And from what I've learned is that this fungus attaches themselves to the cicada, turns them into a zombie, makes the men cicadas act like females, and makes the females want to mate with anyone and anything.
Makes them a little romantic. So here's the thing. I have just realized that I feel super blessed that I am not a cicada. Because what a horrible existence to have to live in the dirt, buried for 17 years, and now it's a thing where some spore can attach to you and then make your parts start to fall off when you do emerge from the dirt. I mean, what a horrible, horrible, horrible existence. I'm so glad I'm not a cicada.
Yeah.
This is a feel-good.
Yeah.
It just turned into a feel-good.
Maybe it is, but yeah. I don't know if you had zombie cicadas on your 2020 bingo card, but here you go. The zombie cicada story. They're now appearing in West Virginia. So I don't know if this is anything like the murder hornets to be aware of, but
don't do anything. They just make a lot of noise.
Yeah, they make a lot of noise, and then it makes the females want to mate with just about anyone and anything, and the males want to act like females. So there you go.
That's a lot.
That is wild. And there you go.
I'm glad I'm not a cicada.
Zombie cicadas making the show there. On 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, helping putting Kentuckiana back to work by showing jobs that are available or people who are hiring up at WDJX.com. Just click on the Kentuckiana Back to Work tab, and you can see, what or where your next opportunity may lie. Right there on the website, WDJX.com. Click on the Kentuckiana Back to Work. All right. Feel good. Do them every hour. Kelly K.
So an 8-year-old boy from East Los Angeles started a plant business to financially help out his single mom. and raise money to bring his sister back from Mexico. Such a big deal. So he's calling it Aaron's Garden. So after his mom lost her job during the pandemic, he started thinking like an entrepreneur and wanted to start his own business.
Oh, wow.
Aaron's Garden. So he started it to support his family so they could move out of their cramped quarters in their relative's house and bring his sister, Aileen, to the U.S. from Mexico, where she's been living with extended family because they have a lack of resources right now. So since June, Aaron's been selling plants from home with the help of his mom. They get on the bus, they go downtown to L.A., they buy plants in bulk, and then they resell them in different areas of the city. And he's learned a lot about plants along the way. He's got a favorite.
Yeah?
It's aloe vera.
Oh.
Because it has healing properties.
It does.
And he thought that was really cool.
And it regenerates itself. You can like
exactly
break it off, break off a little stem there and replant it and grow some more.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of mosquito bites. So he said the aloe vera has like, you know, a little medicine in there and makes it feel better. And then get this. So on top of the plant sales, there's a GoFundMe page they set up for Aaron's Garden. Raised more than $26,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So again, an 8-year-old coming up with this genius idea. I'm going to sell plants and helping out his family in a very big way.
That's pretty awesome.
It's going in my parenting binder, by the way. Parenting binder of kids doing really good things.
Yeah, for sure.
I show my kids and say, hey, be more like that kid. Hey,
how old are you? Look at these kids. Look what they're doing when they were your age. I get it.
That's Feel Good. I'm going to tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
There you go. Feel Good.
Put it in your parenting binder, too.
For sure. All right. We do those every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. In about 15 minutes, we're going to go live on Facebook with, yet again, the train wreck of the bit that we just won't let die.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up. Hang on.
He's only here for one thing, but...
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Social media, you can get a hold of us at Ben and Kelly Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, apparently Twitter is one of the companies interested in buying TikTok or the American distribution of TikTok before the ban takes place September 21st. So,
yeah, so it looks like there could be a merger, but then Microsoft is still in the game as well.
Jumping in on that, too.
Still looking at taking over as well.
Yeah. Speaking of TikTok, you know, our favorite TikToker, Jason Derulo, who would literally lose everything if TikTok did get banned.
Bless his heart, he might have to try to start singing again.
Right. Do you remember, like a couple, maybe it was a month ago, that he did this whole... I love eating corn. Here's my little corn eating hack where he sticks an ear of corn on the end of a drill and he like runs the drill around and he just like kind of eats the corn that way. And then he chips his tooth.
He may or may not have chipped his tooth. I think the jury is still out on whether or not that was real or fake, right?
Well, we think now it's most certainly fake because he and Will Smith have just done a, oh, I'm going to chip Will Smith's tooth by practicing my golf swing.
So what you do with golf, you put your swing on camera and then you look at it to set it up. You got to set it right to the ball, bend your knees a little bit.
Yeah, so Will Smith is kind of instructing Jason Derulo how to swing a golf club. Kind of like, it looks like almost in some sort of basement golf, like makeshift.
Simulator kind
of
thing.
Exactly, yeah, exactly,
exactly. Wait, hold it, don't swing yet.
Oh, God! Yeah. So then he does his little backswing there and supposedly hits Will Smith right in the face, to which Will Smith walks up to the camera and shows everyone that he's chipped his front two teeth.
Ice on that.
And then he goes off screen, grabs a club, and then swings it at Jason Derulo. So, yeah.
So do you think Jason Derulo is trying to start the chip tooth challenge? Is that what's happening?
If he is, can we just say don't do that?
Not a good challenge to
start.
Can
this be an early setting the bar story if you can manage to make it through the day without deliberately chipping your teeth in order to get clout on TikTok? Then you're doing okay.
Or at least faking it?
I don't know. You're keeping dentists in business, though. So,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. We will tweet that out if you haven't seen the video. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, speaking of Facebook, at 99.7DJX, we're going to go live.
I'm going to keep my robe on. I feel like it's a good look.
I think you should. It shows comfort. It shows you're loose, you're relaxed.
Why not?
It is a game that we've tried to quit playing for the past probably month, yet haven't had success.
I can quit playing. You can't. You can't quit this game for some reason.
I don't know why not.
I can't quit you.
The last word game coming up. We'll go live on Facebook as well, at 99.7DJX. Here in just Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We try again and again and again to see if things work here on the show. And sometimes they stick, sometimes they don't, but we're giving this the good old college try. It's the last once word game. Again. Yeah, once again. So 30 seconds on the clock. Kelly and I go back and forth naming things in one particular category. We can't repeat the item, and the goal is to have the last word before the buzzer goes off, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like we're pretty even. We're not really keeping score as to who wins overall.
I feel like I've won more.
Sure. How about you go first?
All right.
All right, 30 seconds okay. on the clock.
First category, let's start off with ice cream flavors.
Okay, Rocky Road.
Okay. Chocolate.
Strawberry.
Vanilla.
French vanilla.
Moose Tracks.
Cherry Garcia.
The Neapolitan. It's got the three flavors.
Key lime pie.
Black cherry chocolate chip.
Mocha.
Raspberry.
Watermelon.
Birthday cake.
Fudge. Did I get it?
I don't know.
I think I got it.
I think that was me.
I think that was me. I'm chalking it up for me.
Oh, are you going to count that for you?
Yeah, I'm going to go all ahead right. and count that one for me. All right, I get that one. All right.
That was iffy.
Yeah. 30 seconds back up on the clock. It's the last word game. The goal is to have the last word in the game. All right, here we go. Things that smell good, but you wouldn't eat. Ready? Go.
Flowers.
Gasoline.
Perfume. Wait, gasoline? You think smells good? All right.
Deodorant.
All right, good one. My husband.
Easy. 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 A Swiffer.
My chocolate bronzing powder.
Oh, I'm going to chalk me up for that one, too.
No, that was me. That was me. I got that one.
My chocolate bronzing powder.
Just like you got in with yes. It smells delicious.
I don't know. Judges, I'm not exactly sure on that one.
Here it is. It's this. It smells so good.
Oh, your chocolate bronzing powder? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
There's chocolate on one side and peach on the other. Don't eat it, though.
Okay. Do we want to do one more here?
Why not?
Okay, so if we're going to give that one to you and the first one to me, so this is a tiebreaker.
All or nothing.
All right, all or nothing. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Words that rhyme with butt. Go. Go.
Cut.
Mutt.
Gut.
Putt.
Oh, that's a good one. Strut.
Rut.
Oh, I was gonna say that one too. Tut.
Oh.
Vicky Dustin.
Stuck.
McNutt.
McNutt. That's not.
I feel like that's a name I've heard before.
McNutt. Yes. Rhymes with butt.
I'm counting it.
You're counting it. Yes. Okay, sure, all right.
The ut part, that's what rhymes, I'm right? Just,
all right, we got to end it on that one. That's.
Did either one of us say nut?
I don't know.
That's an obvious one.
Roll back the tape on that one. What a stupid game. I don't know if we ever should play this ever like again. You feel like you win.
I feel like
all right, there you go, the last word game. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can see the video of the last word game up at 99.7 DJX on Facebook or getting uploaded to YouTube if that's where you like to get your video action at Ben and Kelly Show.
Calling that a win for me. That's what I'm calling it. I feel like the judges would confer and back me up on that too.
I will say we did get several text messages. from listeners that were like, stuck does not rhyme with butt, Ben. It's. I'm going to say that was a slant rhyme.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I'm going to say that was a slant rhyme. Judy.
You had the vowel and that's it. But I think people were looking for the ut part to rhyme.
Judy checks in and says, Kelly, yes, McNutt.
Thank you.
Okay, rhymes with butt.
Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Anyways, you can watch it back and decide for yourself at WDJX.com. In a time-honored tradition, we always need to pay homage to that week of programming on the Discovery Channel known as Shark Week!
Love it.
Kicked off last night. Mike Tyson entered the ring, a.k.a. entered the reef with Rumble in the Reef. Mike Tyson fighting a shark.
Slow and steady, mate.
You got one coming behind you.
Mike, you've got one coming behind you.
OMG. There's multiple sharks he was fighting?
It was really scary for him and for me because I didn't want him dying.
I spoke with shark expert Paul DeGelder, who lost an arm and a leg in a shark attack.
Yeah. So this is like, I didn't want Mike Tyson to die. Okay. Wow. This is.
Was this a good idea in hindsight?
I mean, it's Shark Week. Yes. Of course it's a good idea.
Great.
You come to Shark Week to see things that could be life and death. Hopefully it's not death.
Well, Tyson has another fight coming up. Now push back to November. So what better training sparring partner, if you will, than a shark?
Right. Tonight, it's Shaq and Dude Perfect looking at shark hunting techniques.
I love this. That is a recipe for amazingness.
Will Smith? Diving into shark-infested waters?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
And then...
That's on Tuesday.
And then, listen, Snoop Dogg. It's not going to be Snoop Dogg. It's just going to be the voice of Snoop Dogg. So, yeah, just know that it's... If you are tuning into Discovery Channel's Shark Week to hear Snoop Dogg or to see Snoop Dogg jump into a shark-infested waters, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's just
And that's on Thursday, right?
Yeah, and that's Thursday. And that's... It's just going to be the voice of Snoop Dogg looking at the great white sharks at 9 o'clock. Probably, and I'm thinking it's mostly like, remember that bit he did on Jimmy Kimmel where Snoop Dogg would animate or narrate, I should say, those videos, those wilderness videos.
What did he call it? Plazanet Earth or something Plazanet like that?
Earth, that's what it was. Yes. I got to imagine Snoop Dogg's going to be narrating...
Shizark Week.
Shizark Week with the great white shark. That'll be on Thursday. So,
but aside from all the celebrities getting involved, I mean, they've got just like what look like hugely entertaining specials about like hour-long diving into alien sharks.
Yes.
Flying sharks.
Flying sharks. AKA ghost sharks.
Isn't that what we call it? Yeah, ghost sharks, all that. So the whole schedule is up on the website. If you want to dive in, hit WDJX.com.
Otherwise known as Shark Week!
Shark Week!
Kelly Kay.
So this is a really sweet story of a 10-year-old in California who made this new invention he was hoping would get him and his friends back to school. It's a t-shirt mask combination. The shirt has fasteners on it for a mask.
Okay.
It can keep people safe and that, my classmates and I and everyone can go back to school and be safe so I can play and everything.
Aww.
How sweet is that? So, you know, and his parents are hoping that maybe this will help parents feel more comfortable knowing their kids will always have their masks on hand. Now, I also have seen a lot of people, especially around here locally, getting lanyards, you know,
to clip.
Kind of like... clip their masks to it so that they can, because they don't have to wear them all the time in school. They can take them off when they're sitting in class, but when they're like walking in hallways and stuff. But, you know, I think one of the biggest things that parents were worried about was how are kids going to keep track of them and not lose them incessantly.
Is his kind of like a lanyard that straps to the...
To the actual shirt.
Shirt? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's cute.
There you go.
Just another idea. And again, an enterprising young mind... trying to find solutions. We'll tweet it out. You want to see it? He is adorable at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com or smart speaker. Just ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us right there. It is the kickoff to Louisville Burger Week, so that's kind of exciting. You can eat your way through the city, collecting stamps.
Burger Passport.
Yeah, Burger Passport. Places like The Limbo, the Manhattan Project Bar, Walker's Exchange, Wild Eggs even has burgers, Merle's Whiskey Kitchen, Mark's Feed Store, Four Pegs.
That's a lot.
I know. I mean,
so many good ones.
I know. And so you can get basically like these craft burgers for only $6. So that's kind of cool. Our buddy Bob over at Drake's has one of them, Agave and Rye. The Bambi Bar, which, yeah, I mean, we just went by the Bambi Bar just the other day and picked out some of their burgers. So, yeah,
good stuff.
I mean, everything from like National Cheeseburger Day to now Burger Week. Man, I am ready for it. It's not even 10 o'clock in the morning and I'm ready for some burgers.
I could do that. That's not illegal in my thinking.
Yeah, right. Right. So I guess you can win some stuff too. Cooper's Craft Barrelhead, all the beef. For an ultimate grill, a grill, gift cards, all that fun stuff. So,
fun.
Yeah, if you want more info on that, we got it posted, WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
A little bit of Burger Week, one of those fun events that always takes place. Setting the bar, how about that?
That's always fun.
We're going to feature my hometown state of Ohio for this one.
Oh, it's so great.
Always nice
it's like
to
going home again.
Yeah, isn't a little bit.
A little bit.
Okay. Setting the bar story, though, so it's not great.
It's not a good thing.
Not great stuff. So anyways, that is on the way. Give us about 15 minutes.
You don't have to say you love me. I just want to tell you something. Maybe you'll be on my mind. Honey. What do I have for you? Just let me adore you.
Get to a text real quick from a listener who's chiming in on something we did last hour at this time, the last word game, which, by the way, it lives at 99.7DJX on Facebook, but says what one of the most controversial, and I say controversial in quotes, subjects that we tackled were words that rhyme with butt.
Uh-huh.
Listener says, a little disappointed neither of you realized what rhymes with butt.
Ah, yeah. I think maybe we were stuck on spelling it the same way.
Yeah, the UTT at the end or something.
Should we change the way we spell what to WHUT?
Or WUT?
I mean, that's really what it sounds like.
TT, right.
Or just WUT. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like we should.
Another listener, love the last word game though. I play along in my car, and that's the purpose of it. We try to toss things out that you can play along with.
And you guys are probably way better at it.
Yeah.
So and then the two knuckleheads with the microphones.
That would be Kelly and myself. So anyways, we may do it again next week. You never know.
A year from now, you are still going to be talking about this game like that. We're going to keep trying it. We're going to see how it goes.
I mean, Kelly, to be quite honest, I could say that about every show. At the end of the show, well, we're going to try that again tomorrow.
We're going to attempt to do a radio show.
We're going to attempt to do a radio show again tomorrow.
Yep, every day we attempt it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how well we pull it off.
Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We always give you these stories to highlight the fact that if something maybe bad happens to you today, which I hope it doesn't, you can at least look back on this moment and say, well, at least this didn't happen, right?
Yeah, it makes you feel a little bit better about your life and your circumstances.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without parachuting into an apartment building in downtown Cleveland in the middle of the night, you're doing okay.
That sounds like it's a missed target situation.
It was.
What happened?
Yeah, so this out of my home state of Ohio, a guy parachuted into an apartment building. I don't know if you saw this video. This video is kind of going around over the internet this past weekend, but the parachute helped keep him from plunging two stories down because so literally he parachutes and you see him coming in like weaving in through the buildings and then his parachute gets caught on one of the buildings and he kind of slams into the side of an apartment building probably two and a half stories above the ground and he's just dangling there.
Did he jump from a plane or did he jump from one of the buildings? Like, where did the jump originate?
He says it was a plane because he eventually got rescued by firefighters and told police that he and a few friends jumped from the plane and his friends reportedly landed safely in a nearby park. However, he got
which
diverted.
Was the intended landing place.
I guess, okay. Yes. And he ended up breaking his leg. In the whole ordeal, but
ouch.
Yeah, for
sounds
sure.
Like he's lucky though.
Yeah, the video is insane. Is it like you see him actually like someone caught video of him coming in on a parachute in and it's like nighttime. It's in the middle of the night. And
why are you skydiving at night? Why?
I don't know.
Is that a thing? I've never really heard of that.
I don't know. It's like I feel like it would be scarier because like, you're just seeing lights coming at you as opposed to seeing actually the full picture of the ground. It's it's pitch black.
Well, again, this is I'll just go ahead and put this as another reason on the long list of
things you're never going to do.
Out of a perfectly good airplane. Nope, never going to do it.
All right, so there you go. That's setting the bar. Again, small examples of what not to do if you can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, parachuting into an apartment building in downtown. In the middle of the night, you're doing okay.
And survived with just a broken leg. That's amazing.
Well, and then that's the feel-good part of that, is that he suffered no injuries further than a broken leg. So
the yin and the yang.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we give you here. Kelly, how you feeling? You started the show, you were sore, you were braless, you were just in a state. now you sound like you're a little bit more put together.
I mean, yeah, I put a bra on.
Okay.
I took the robe off.
I mean, honestly, it's not for me because you're not. I mean, we're in separate places right now. So
yeah, I'm literally in the darkest, deepest, most far corner of my basement, okay. And alone.
Right.
Well, with my dog.
Your dog,
as
sure.
always.
Yeah.
And so yeah, but it was a little bit of a struggle bus weekend. We did a lot of manual labor, fixing things up and the whatnot. But
yeah.
I'm struggling through.
Right.
Getting through.
Right. Yeah. You got to.
Thank you for checking in.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like I kind of left it at the start of the show for you to fend for yourself, you know.
Wellness check. I appreciate
that. Yeah. Yeah. Just a quick wellness check. Hopefully you continue on your path to recovery, Kelly.
You know what? I got to be honest. I'm not sure if I'm coming back to the studio because I do enjoy the commute.
The commute from
downstairs,
your bed to the basement.
The darkest, deepest corner of my basement. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm getting way more sleep than I ever have in the 21 years of doing this show. I get to see my babies in the morning. They come down and say hi. I get hugs. I get the dogs hanging out with me. I may not come back. I'm just going to say that.
All right. So
you may not come back.
I guess we're marking it right here. if you're wondering.
It's a better setup.
Yeah. I mean, and heck, has the show suffered all that much? I don't know if it has, but.
Well, I mean, you know.
Sure. I miss seeing your shining face in person, but. You
right.
Know,
yes. Absolutely.
You know,
thanks to the wonderful, technology and
yes,
and
we're able to still see each other virtually. Right, exactly. So, all right. Well, I'll wear a robe to work tomorrow.
Yeah, bring one.
Yes.
Let's both wear robes for the show tomorrow. I think it'd be amazing.
We can be robe twins. I don't know if I have a robe. I have to go out and get one.
Do you have one? I was going to say, wait, your wife has to have one, right? Or your daughter's?
No, my wife does kind of have a kimono sort of thing. So I
then wear that. Yes. That'll look amazing. It's even better.
I'll do that.
It's even better.
So I'll get home and she'll be like, you wore my robe to work?
Yeah.
I'll be like, yeah, well, you know.
You're literally the only person in the building.
Do what you got to do. All right.
Yes.
Hey, if you missed anything on the show, we've got it all up on the website at WDGX.com. Click listen. Everything from the entire show to the Setting the Bar stories to the Last Word game to the Florida stories. Anything you may have missed, we've got it all up there for you to listen to at your own convenience. But otherwise, have a good one. We will talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.